This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Dave Wentz with us. You're of an age where you had that, you're either the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or yeah. Star Trek or Star Wars, right? I'm not making that up.
What's that scene from Pulp Fiction where she asks John Travolta, you know, her opinion is there's two people in the world. You're either Beatles or...
I don't remember that line.
I think it's when he goes to pick her up for the date where she asks him questions about your Elvis or the Beatles, I think she said.
Okay, so, maybe, yeah. That's dated in and of itself, yeah. the updated reference. So were you Beatles or Stones?
I think I'm more Rolling Stones.
Okay.
I like Beatles music, but I'm not the fanatic like some people are.
A little too out there?
No.
A little too out there?
I like them.
Yeah?
I've got really kind of eclectic music tastes.
I think that... your music taste evolve, and I think I have more enjoyment for the Beatles in my life today than I did maybe when I was younger, and the Rolling Stones were more appealing because of just kind of the straightforward rock and roll blues. The Beatles were doing some stuff that still holds up 50 years later, but maybe you thought was a little out there at the time.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff you can point to that, you know, it still holds up today versus other songs, you know, from any generation that were the one-hit wonders and maybe didn't even deserve to be the one-hit wonders at that time either. So,
yeah. Well, it was, it's amazing stuff. All right, you are not here to talk about music. Oh, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay.
But I'm...
Don't you,
know, you
it's,
think... It's that, a close...
Yeah, but the Trekkers think they're smarter.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe there's a whole lot of attention to detail, I think, with Trekkers.
There's a lot more people like learning a fake language like Klingon than there are like Wookiees, right? I think that the Trekkers look down a little bit on the Star Wars, that it's more fanciful. It's more of a nice little story about adventure. We've got the intellectual goods.
Well, not to go elected official here, but why can't we all get along and love everything?
Yeah. Exactly. You and that good force, dark force kind of thing. All right. Let's talk about what's happening in Forsyth. Anything big on the agenda you guys have been working on lately?
Well, really just trying to, we've had a couple of long meetings. I think some of it's trying to get caught up of being without a village administrator for a while. Jill's dove in, you know, both feet and really setting up some procedures and working with the board well. I hope Jim Peck has had a chance to rest a little bit after running around during the time period where we didn't have an administrator. But, you know, it's been interesting as we're going through and trying to do the routine stuff, the impact the pandemic has had on just the availability of not just materials, but stuff that we had budgeted and planned to make purchases or do. And then we get questions from residents, why isn't this done yet? It's like, well, A, we may not be able to get a contractor. B, we may not be able to get materials. And
yeah, it's a real thing. I know that some people are suggesting that the media is like overhyping this, Kyle May. But I would suggest that I mean, look, we're still sitting here. We were supposed to be in the new studios July 1st.
Three specific examples. We had a industrial mower that we had budgeted purchase this summer that we're told I don't think we're going to be able to get delivery of it until next spring.
Yeah.
So that did us a lot of good this summer. Are trying to find a pickup truck that we had scheduled to buy this year. Only had one dealership that we could find. And then in that case, we had to go with the extended cab instead of the standard cab, which is not what we normally get, but that was the only thing that was available. And we were told that we need to place an order now for 2022 if we want to have a shot at getting the limited inventory that they'll get in. So we're trying to have to, you know, think a little bit further forward maybe until this kind of stuff gets straightened out.
Do you think it will get straightened out, or do you think we're looking at just a new? I mean, I look at guys, I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn following these supply chain guys, you know, and their thoughts. And I mean, we have it here with ADM and, some of this stuff I think is changing for like permanent. Or we're going to do it a different way.
Yeah, I mean, you may see if people figure it out, if businesses figure out they don't have to carry as much inventory.
Yeah.
You may have just longer lead times or you may be doing more.
Or will everybody follow the Amazon model of 24/7? You know, it seems to me like everybody's going to have to pick up the pace.
Yeah. You know, you may not get to go in and test drive the vehicle that you're buying. You may test drive a sample vehicle and then you'll place your order.
I think a lot of that has, you know, it may be a while. It's not going to all happen next week,
mm-hmm.
but I think that what I really have believed from the very beginning, and you can go back like 18 months, Nick and I talking about how this pandemic will be an accelerator. You know, things that had a shelf life that might have been 10 years down the road, all of a sudden that window is like 12 months. Mm-hmm. And things are going to change. And some things will change for the better because we'll learn.
Well, and
I'm hoping that manufacturing comes back here. You know, the people who were completely out of control and had products sitting a half a world away and no way to move it, we'll see that it may be, you know, saving those dollars would be better invested right here in the American workforce and having more control over it.
Well, and that product may not be half a world away. It may be sitting on a ship outside of Los Angeles port right now, but it can't get unloaded.
Exactly.
I think there's going to be a lot of things that change out of this. You know, I've even said, you know, with restaurants and stuff, I've never seen so many restaurants with online ordering, you know, capability, even though you don't see as much of the carry out. I think, you know, just talking to some restaurant managers, you know, they've seen somewhat of a drop off, but carry out hasn't gone back to the levels that they had before.
Yeah. And do you rethink about how you build, you know, one of these places where there's no indoor seating because a lot of them can't find staff to even be able to do that right now?
Well, Pizza Hut's an example of that as far as the one that closed in Forsyth a couple of years ago. And most of the Pizza Huts you see now are carry out and delivery only.
Yeah.
They're almost going to the Domino's model, as maybe Domino's might be broadening their menu offerings and things like that. So it'll be interesting.
All right. How expensive are parking lot lights? This is like, sounds like one of those things like nobody gets interested in, but it's, you know, I would imagine they're very expensive.
It's not too bad, but
people in government say that. Relatively speaking, parking lot lights would be a huge infrastructure thing on your own property.
Well, yeah, parking lots are expensive by themselves.
Yes.
It's just flat land with some asphalt and stuff, but then you got to make them safe. So, you know, what we're trying to do with the couple of parking lots is improve the safety and security there after ball games and other times. And with the LED lighting that we replaced a couple years ago with our parking lot, our park lights, we're really saving on the electricity there. It's more efficient and you don't have as much of the overflow. You know, never heard about light overflow that we have to regulate under ordinances as far as how much light spills off onto other properties until I was in village government. But that is a thing. And you know, it's improved because LEDs shine straight down versus shining everywhere.
All right. That's probably a longer conversation than I planned on having about parking lot lights, but it was very informative. We'll take one last break.
Something new.
Dave Wentz with us here in studios. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 72, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 51. For Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 74. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:54. This look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving central Illinois for all things basement-y.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us. They're all things basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Honey, we need that new refrigerator. Remember, you promised.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day, you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumberyard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I'm Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello.
And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with a refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumber yard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Nick came up with a quote. There's two kinds of people in this world, Elvis people and Beatles people. Now, Beatles people can like Elvis, and Elvis people can like the Beatles, but nobody likes them both equally. Somewhere you have to make a choice, and that choice tells you who you are. That's a Tarantino line for sure. I don't know that it would be Elvis and the Beatles, though, for me. You know, I mean, that rivalry didn't seem... Elvis was always a kind of the sad loser in those, you know, when he started kind of dressing like everybody else was dressing.
Yeah.
I mean, you get big enough to you're considering a cape. I'm just saying.
What's that from The Incredibles? You know, capes are out.
Yes. The capes never made any sense to me to begin with. But yeah.
I've got two movie references here.
You
this
are,
morning.
Man, on fire, Dave Went. You're no just normal bureaucrat, you. You're a master of pop culture. All right. So the cool thing is, thank you for literally helping out with the food drive. I know you worked a shift with the phone banks. And
congratulations on 20 successful years of that. I can't believe it's been 20 years, but.
It is impossible to believe. Literally, in any stretch of the imagination, the 20 years have passed. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those I you know, end that day and it's you're tired, but you feel good.
Yes,
and it's just, you know, maybe in a small way you've accomplished something.
Absolutely, about as base a thing as you can accomplish. Meaning, like mm-hmm. you know, keep a kid from going to bed hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of things we got to tackle in the world. It seems like as a community, we ought to be able to do that. And every year, thousands of people come together to make that happen. So thank you and all the folks at First Christian Church for doing that. And, you know, the ways that people are giving are changing. And, you know, the food drive reflects that. We had, you know, I don't know how many different platforms you could give this year. And we had a lot of it across all of those platforms. You just got to adapt with the times. Is that hard for, you know, government? Is that hard for bureaucracy?
I think it moves slow.
Yeah.
I think, you know, with sometimes the rules that you have to abide by and you know, that stuff that comes down to you that you don't even plan on having to do from Springfield or Washington,
sure.
D.C. So, but it can't be, you know, you have to still try and, you know, do things the best way you can.
Yeah, I really think it boils down to, like, do you really want to try to get something done or do you want to find a reason not to do it? And
right.
It seems like that's sort of the philosophy.
It's the, you know, best of intentions only go so far. You got to put action.
Roads paved to hell, or the road to hell's paved with those. Remember. Hey, thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.